Argentina's new government intends to rush an emergency economic plan through Congress this weekend. Government officials haven't laid out details, except to say it will include a sharp devaluation of the Argentine peso. Sources inside the government say the legislation will also include measures meant to soften the blow to Argentina's embattled middle class, but everyone expects the next few months to be very painful. NPR's Martin Coste reports from Buenos Aires.
In a noontime speech to a group of business people, President Eduardo Duhalde acknowledged the seriousness of Argentina's economic crisis, saying the middle class had been, in his words, liquidated. And he appealed to Argentines to be patriotic when they go shopping.
Cuando usted va al almacén o al mercado, fíjese si lo que está comprando.
When you go to the market, take a look to see if the thing you're buying was manufactured in the Republic of Argentina.
Un minuto.
The president probably won't need to rely on patriotism to keep his countrymen from buying imported products. With a peso worth at least 30% less, goods imported from foreign markets will instantly become more expensive. In downtown Buenos Aires today, some shopkeepers were already busy marking up the prices of imports, ranging from computers to Florida grapefruit juice. Homemaker Gloria Fernandez was philosophical about the rising prices.
We're used to having everything and at low prices. That's going to be hard now. But on the other hand, there's some benefits to this. It'll help the country by boosting exports.
The Duhalde government is planning some cushions for the Argentine consumer. There's talk of price controls on utilities and other monopoly services. And the rates, which were charged in dollars, will now be converted to pesos, effectively giving consumers an instant 30% discount. Local newspapers also report that the government is planning to help the thousands of families who have mortgages denominated in dollars but who earn peso salaries. Anger at the banks is on the rise, especially with the current rules limiting the amount of cash people can withdraw from their accounts. Standing outside a branch of an American bank, retiree Delia Anton says she feels betrayed. I deposited my money here with the idea that if I saved a little every month, I'd be fine, she says. Now they don't give it back to me. And she points an accusing finger at the American reporter. I don't have a lot of confidence in you either, Anton says, meaning the Americans who own her bank. Because you came and told me that there was a $10,000 guarantee and all that blah, blah, blah. And now what? Atilio Barón, the head of a local political think tank, says there's a feeling among Argentines that the foreign banks have turned their backs on the country after making billions of dollars here during the last 20 years. Barón says President Duhalde should put pressure on the foreign banks to transfer more hard currency from their home countries into Argentina's cash-starved financial system.
If he does not do that, okay, he's going to be in problem. Because if you do that with the middle class, then what you are doing is just calling all the forces of hell against you.
Barón points to the middle class's newfound sense of power, emboldened after its street protests toppled two presidents in 2 weeks. Barón says if Duhalde doesn't find a way to shore up the financial system enough to let people get to their money, he could quickly face the same fate. Martin Coste, NPR News, Buenos Aires.